Ko rohi pō, ko rihi ao, ko rongo I tūria ki te maro whara no tū, ko tū te wini wini tū te wanawana, ko tū I hakuputaina ki te whai au ki te ao marama, haumi e, hui e, taiki e. This week, on the first episode for 2024 of The Hui.
The wave is coming. From iwi chairs to grassroots activists, Māori are uniting against the new government and their tough talk on Te Tiriti.
It's certainly the worst of what I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, it's pretty much game on.
Plus, Tāmaki Makaurau-based slam poets Lehe Kōrero perform their new piece about Te Tiriti.
But the steel cord its way out beneath the cracks forged a path of re-indigenising the land. We can't referendum our way out of this history.
Ngā mate pūrara I te motu whānui, hara mai haere. Tātou e whakaurupā mai nei a rātou mā ki te hena ngaro tangatati. Hewa, mauri ora, and welcome back to this, our first episode for The Hui for 2024. The call for kotahitanga or unity is ringing throughout te iwi Māori in response to this government's new direction. The ACT Party's Treaty Principles Bill seeks tino rangatiratanga for all New Zealanders under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Now, this proposal has set off a torrent of action and debate from all four winds of Te Ao Māori. E mea nei te pūrongo, Amiriana Johnson.
A new dawn for Te Iwi Māori, flocking in their thousands. First at Hui A Motu, hosted by the Kingitanga, then on Te Rātana, and finally culminating at Waitangi, where politicians and activists meet head-on.
And those people who think they can change those basic facts by singing over me, I got news for you. There's people up and down the country watching you, and they're asking, why do those people have a right to stop the rest of New Zealand debating its own future?
Toitū Te Tiriti protesters were among the voices singing down the government.
It's not just waiata for the sake of waiata. This is a political realm. I think a lot of us have forgotten as well that the marae is the epicentre of politics for Te Ao Māori and always has been.
Everything that was done on the Aotea that day was above board, and that was our protocol. And a lot of those gentlemen, those pricks that were sitting there, didn't realise that.
Now, a month on from Waitangi, is the movement running out of steam?
I don't think so. I think that the momentum is growing and building. I think that the discussions in the wānanga are continuing, not only on a national scale, but within various iwi and hapū and marae. They're talking about it around their breakfast table.
Rāhui Papa attended the latest iwi chairs forum in Rotorua. His iwi Waikato Tainui have moved the fight to the courts with a legal claim to protect their treaty settlement reached in 1995.
We believe that there is some notion of unpicking some of those settlement mechanisms that were agreed in 1995. And part of that is te reo. And we particularly think that te reo is a taonga guaranteed under Te Tiriti o Waitangi. And that is die-in-the-ditch kaupapa for Waikato Tainui.
Professor Margaret Mutu has been fighting for iwi and hapū sovereignty for over 40 years.
And when I hear politicians saying that they want to empower us to make our own decisions about our own lives, I want to take them at their word. So you dispossessed us, you took all of our resources away. We need resources back in order to be able to walk our own talk, to exercise our mana motu hake. Give us back the resources. That's all we're asking.
What has been gained back, she says, is now at risk.
We have been clawing back just tiny amounts of what we were entitled to. What these policies do is strip back those things. So it's certainly the worst of what I've seen in my lifetime.
The ACT Party is set to introduce a new bill changing the meaning of the principles, removing current references to Māori. Many iwi leaders support change, but not like this.
The principles of the treaty should never, ever have come into being. There is just one treaty. It is the treaty that was debated, it's the treaty that was agreed to, it's the treaty that was signed. And that is Te Tiriti o Waitangi, what we call Te Tiriti o Waitangi. It's the Māori language treaty.
Instead of creating new principles, they want Te Tiriti to be honoured.
So, as far as Māori are concerned, we only ever agreed to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. You do not need principles.
A view shared by the next generation of Te Tiriti advocates.
So why would you need principles to simplify something that's already very simple? We never ceded sovereignty.
They're taking their protest to New Turf.
And I think after Waitangi also, we showed the government that we can play in our field and in our grounds. We need to take this to there.
A draft treaty principles bill has yet to be introduced to Parliament. But regardless, these activists are prepping their next play.
There's going to be some type of whawhai. He whawhai rangi Māori anō, but it probably will be in Wellington, and that activation will probably happen in the next few months. Yeah, it's pretty much game on.
Hara mai te kōrero, three hui āmotu, protests, ko tahitanga. So how will Māori continue to respond to current government Māori policy in the ongoing quest for rangatiratanga, through perhaps ko tahitanga? To discuss this and much more, we have Māori lawyer and long-time Māori and Indigenous rights advocate Annette Sykes, Annette tēnā koe. We also have Kawea Law and Consultancy Limited Director and rangatahi spokesperson at the Tūranga Waiwai National Hui, Piripi Winiata, Piripi Nau Mai Hoa. And we also have raconteur, radio host and political commentator Shane Te Pau Hoki Mai Hoa. Tēnā koe tō katoa. Nau mai rā, nau mai rā. Annette, you spoke passionately at Waitangi. I think the message was clearly received. Where are we now?
I think that there has been a groundswell of organisation post-Waitangi, and the Crown should be very, very concerned because we haven't been silenced. I think a lot of people thought, we'll go to Waitangi, let off some steam and that would be it. In my own iwi, we're having several decolonisation wānanga headed by young people, our rangatahi rōpū. We're working together within our tribal constructs of Pikea, Whakaue, Tūhaurangi, but we're planning to have our own hui, and we're working with Kingitanga, Rātana and other groups that promote kotahitanga to set a clear agenda of a united face to protest what is happening in the undermining of our rights.
I'm glad you've said that, because it feels like things that were fiercely fought for have been slowly but surely picked off, actually quickly picked off, if you have a look at Te Aka Whaiora. So I'm glad to hear that that organisation is ongoing. What do you say to some, though, that might say they're concerned because it feels like the government's going to continue to pick off those things that have been fiercely fought for?
I think what we've got to be really careful is that the Crown wants us to look at things like the Treaty of Waitangi Principles Bill, while they actually take resources through other ways, and there are a number of pieces of legislation at the moment as part of their agenda. For example, the Fast Track Consenting Bill. There's issues in place to actually start to roll over in the deep sea environment, aquaculture, marine licences. Those are actually taking away resources that Māori own, and they haven't actually been quantified in legal constructs. So Māori need to be really clear, and we need multiple strategies to be aware of that and not be diverted to the cosmetic changes that are being made, but actually unite together in strategies of rangatiratanga and kotahitanga to set up structural opposition to what's occurring in every forum.
Piripi, your summary at the plenary at Tūranga Waiwai was exemplary on behalf of rangatahi that were there. What are you looking for now, then, following on from that hui and from Waitangi, given what we've dealing with politically with the current government coalition?
There was one of the really critical messages that came out of the rangatahi forum was the importance of not centering, you heard me say, not centering the fight in Wellington, not centering the fight in the sphere of kāwanatanga. Our young people absolutely understand that that is a critical part of the fight, a fight that people like Taku Whaia Net have been fighting for a very long time. But to also understand that, you know, we're 40 years into things to kaupapa like Kohanga Reo and Kura Kaupapa, which have trained the generations of now to think and see the world differently. Mm. And so the fight that we're seeing now needs to grow and evolve and adapt to fit this reanga, which means there is a huge part of this fight which is about actually self-determination. Mm. Rangatiratanga, the sphere of rangatiratanga. I heard Eru speaking earlier about, you know, their big, his big push is about we never ceded sovereignty, right? Helping our people understand that. It's about practicing that. Mm. So it's not just an academic argument, but actually self-determination is a practice, and it's being exemplified by those, by our leaders who are speaking about things like the role of good government, what that means in honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi and so on.
Mm. Shane DeBoer, the government's doing exactly what it said it was going to do. I mean, yes, it has curtailed the tribunal with Te Aka Whai Ora, but it's pretty much it's ticking off what it said it was going to do as a coalition government in that agreement.
On steroids, now, if you look at the attack on Te Tiriti, you look on the attack on our new health construct that really didn't get a chance to get up and running. We ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Wait till they enact their economic policy, which is based on austerity, which is based on rising unemployment. If you've got 5% general population unemployment, you've got 8% in the regions, you've got 12% for Māori. Last time we had 12% for Māori, that's generational unemployment. And that is the economic construct, which simply means the poor stay poor and there's more of them and the rich get richer. We haven't seen anything yet. Wait till they get the economic apparatus
you
up and running.
Fraser, and I do want to pick up on that after the break about financial austerity, because I want to know where the fuck up of that comes from. I also want to talk about kotahitanga. What do we do about kotahitanga? That's what people said they wanted to do following the three hui amutu, particularly after Waitangi, Tai Hoakene, e te iwi, he kōrero no ka pūrero ake ai, and we have more from our panel after the break. Nau hoki mai rā e te wiki tā tātou hui tuatahi tēnei tau. We have Māori lawyer and long-term Māori and Indigenous rights advocates, Annette Sykes. With us, we have Pirupi Winiata, the Kawea Law Director, and political commentator Shane Tipou. E mihi ana ki a tātou katoa. Annette, the word kotahitanga came up a lot. I even mentioned it in the introduction. And people kept saying that word throughout Te Hui Amutu, Kingi Tuheitia, Ratana Pā, Waitangi Tribunal. How do we get there? Is that even possible?
I think we need to be realistic and recognise that there's a spectrum of objectives within the framework of kotahitanga, and it must be built on hapu rangatiratanga, which is at odds with the treaty settlement arrangements that are built on constructs of large natural groups and blankets being thrown over organised groups for political convenience. Then we need to actually look, I think, at the kind of strategies of whanaungatanga. Our whakapapa cements kotahitanga. And the whakapapa of the movements, of the kotahitanga movement, of the Waitangi Action Committee movement, of the new movement, Toitū Te Tiriti movement, all of those constructs are built on struggle, are built on the need to maintain identity in the face of adversity, and we need to show the statesmanship-like leaders of, for me it was Sehepi Tehehu during the fiscal envelope introduction and the Hirangi Hui, where we gathered as the motu regularly to challenge the Crown about the theft of our resources, and to be really conscious that there is a deliberate effort by a small group of politicians to develop white hatred against Māori.
Yes.
And we need to counteract that racism with the ideas of aroha tetahi ki tetahi. Yeah. This austerity we talk about will be felt by Pacific Islanders, by Māori, by vulnerable Pākehā groups, and we need to work together. That's kotahitanga also. And I've seen it happen during the 80s, I've seen it happen to the 90s, and we are much more ready, I think, now than ever in any decade for the challenges that we can actually push back on.
Are we ready? Because we've got, as Pirupi talks about, we've got a fairly conscious movement, particularly from rangatahi now, who are keen to get involved. Yeah, we saw that at Waitangi.
You've got to thank the Kohanga Reo movement, the Kurukaupapa movement, the Whare Wānanga movement. But, you know, I wasn't as articulate as these young men and women that I saw at Turanga Waiwai, but they also have an intellectual and emotional understanding of matters because of this artificial intelligence environment which we all work in. Mm. And they are, I think, they are the leaders now, not tomorrow. We keep talking about rangatahi are our leaders of tomorrow. We need to make way to support that leadership now. That's hard. Many of us were actually denied that leadership, but we've actually, I think, my generation, 60 plus, we've actually got to work in a solid way to support the leadership that's right in front of us.
But it be piki mahi.
Piki mahi, e me ha mā koe.
Would anyone?
E rongā nei te taumahi aku pōhi. But I want to say, e whakarongā nei ki taku whāia, nā, ko te wairua tana kōrero ne, utua te whakaaro iti ki te whakaaro nui. Mm. You know, koenei te te o ngā kōranga tuku iho. And I think when you talk about the new face of protest, you know, taku reanga me ngā mea tamariki ake iau, who are coming up through the protest movement and really active in spaces like social media in particular, it's so important for us kia mau ki tērā whakaaro. You know, kia rangatira, e kia e tātou, he rangatira ki runga i o tātou whenua, me rangatira te āhua o tā tātou kawi a tātou. Mm. You know, and so that, for me, that is the exact thing that Whainet's talking about.
You made a comment, actually, in that plenary session. You said there are leaders here today who speak about mana motuhake and tēnō rangatiratanga, but don't act out those words.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about here?
Yeah, it felt like a risky comment at the time, but it just slipped off my tongue because that was actually a general kind of kōrero that was coming from the rangatahi was, we've been called together for kotahitanga, but, you know, i taku kāinga, kā rau ki te ana i te kotahitanga.
So and I ask this of Annette, is that possible? Is it probable?
Maybe it's my youthful optimism, but I believe, yes, absolutely. Okay. In the right circumstances, and we have the right circumstances, which is a common focus point for the battle, which is why I think we see so many of our young people coming through. They've been wanting to fight, and they've seen those go before us who have fought hard, and it's hard to fight when you've got a friendly government.
Yeah.
You know?
So let's talk about that,
yes.
Because we've got some of our own,
yes,
and some pretty crucial leadership positions. And I talk with one of my own, whanaunga from, yes, Te Kapotai.
They're all from your way. You've got a lot to have.
And some of the good ones.
We used
to school with that one. Okay.
Before this becomes about me. Yeah. But what about that?
Frankly, Julian, they ought to be embarrassed. But I've seen my very good friend Shane Jones try to talk it back, try to almost fuck it iti himself. If you have a look at some of his interviews post Te Tiriti, because at the end of the day, politics and being a minister is fleeting. You do have to go back to your people at the end of the day. Those are the people that are going to look after you in your old age. I think there is some reflection in relation to that. But if I go back to the central point that I made first time around, it's all about that economic construct. And I don't think that it's the Māori politicians that have their hands on those particular tillers.
Yeah, well, what I think people find unconscionable,
yes,
is that pragmatism has trumped principle.
Yes.
I mean, when you look at what happened with Shane Reti and Tauka Whaiora, where the Waitangi Tribunal was ready to take, yes, submissions and have that hearing on Tauka Whaiora, and the Crown moved, led by one of our own.
Mm. But it's worse than that, though, Julian. At Waitangi, we had the Prime Minister say that he would not tinker with treaty principles or treaty settlements. Mm. Te Aka Whaiora is a treaty settlement.
Yes.
There was a hearing, a significant hearing of the Stage 1 health inquiry, and there was a negotiation between significant health leaders with the Crown, which resulted in Te Aka Whaiora. And they have tinkered with that treaty settlement. Mm. So he speaks with forked tongue for me. And we as Māori need to identify when they speak truth or they're creating a false consciousness for us. Mm. And they are now already starting to unpick treaty principles and unpick treaty settlements. The first was Te Aka Whaiora.
And unpick the tribunal?
They're trying to do that, but I think they're fearful of that.
Mm.
And it goes back to the establishment of the tribunal itself. Remember, it was set up in 1975 to look forward, and then it was after protest that we got it to have jurisdiction back to 1840. They are now saying that it needs to be reviewed, but really it needs to be reviewed because there are a lot of settlements still to occur. Ngāpui! 200,000 people, they deserve to have a settlement. Mm-hmm. The tribunal needs to supervise to make sure that there's a momentum to capture that. The tribunal has an ongoing role because it also it's a conscience of the nation for me, mm-hmm, in key issues about water, management of resources and looking after this country, not just for Māori, but for all of us that value those resources.
And also ongoing issues.
Yeah, and can I say that if you have a facilitation of a political process without the tribunal, it can be easily unpicked.
Okay. We will come back. We've got more, much more after this. Kia ita tonu mai e te iwi. After the break, we have more from our panellists and a special presentation from award-winning slam poets, Rehe Kōrero. As I said, we've got more, and here we are. Ko hoki mai koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Let's get into it. Piripi, kei a koe.
I just want to pick up from where we left off with toku whai I kone e koro ana mo te aka whai ora, because I think it speaks to one of the really core issues that's come up in the general discourse around te tiriti at the moment, and that is that there's a view that the government believes it knows best on how to address inequity, and that is the reason, regardless of whether or not Te Aka Whai Ora is working or not, that is the reason it shouldn't work, because they've got a better idea. And I think that that is a complete misrepresentation of what Te Tiriti is, because Te Tiriti guaranteed us the right to self-determination, to determine for ourselves what solutions we'll do. It doesn't require us to be in an inequitable space. It doesn't require us to have an expectation that we'll die younger for us to have self-determination. That isn't the basis of self-determination. It exists as a right within Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So moving away from that basis of Te Tiriti o Waitangi is a partnership which guaranteed self-determination and rangatiratanga and those sorts of things to, we need solutions that address inequities. For me, that's wrong. Mm. You know, whether it's crime or health or education, whatever it is, actually, we have a right to self-determination to determine what success looks like for us and then to implement what success looks like for us.
Piripi's absolutely right. We are going to see more of this because this is the government's approach, aren't we, Shane?
Yeah, I think we've had, but I think what we will benefit from as Māori people is greater cohesion, and I think the alignment between our protest movement, the litigators... Yeah. And our parliamentarians, and I think that's the level of cohesion, really, that a coalition government hasn't come up against. And we've got some very smart, articulate, and with the people.
You can't forget the capitalists. Māori development has come off the back of astute capitalist development and marshalling of resources. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a capitalist, but I've actually admired the way that they've grown the Māori asset base. So we've got lands and land trusts and corporations who are significant players in the external economy, in the international economy. So the four of those groups working together are a formidable force that can't be ignored. Right.
This is a good segue then into what I was going to ask, which is we think too many. Maybe three now, Hui Amotu coming up, timing TBC. What do you want to see? What action do you want to see from those Hui Amotu, Annette?
Well, I'd like to see some direct action workshops, because direct action can take many forms. One of them is protest, but one is also education and material to distribute on how we develop, strengthen the rangatiratanga sphere. I want the capitalists, the iwi leaders out there, and I'm talking directly to all of you, to actually fund the kind of development strategies that our rangatahi are asking for. Many of them at the cusp or just starting in their work. I had no money when I started. We actually used to just do everything. Hmm. I think the sheep rustling might have been something we were good at back in the day, but, you know, that was what we did. I don't want that experience for them, but I do want to support them with proper resources.
Okay. I have to leave it there, but I don't know, maybe we'll do a 15-minute extended version after this. E mihi ana ki a koutou katoa. Tēnā koutou, ihara mai. Ngā mihi nui ki a koutou katoa. And it's always pretty people niata. Shane Tebow, e mihi ana ki te tāmpui tāmaka. To close out our first show of the season for 2024, the inspiring rangatahi who make up Rehe Kōrero. They're not only the high school spoken word Grand Slam champions in Aotearoa, they're also the best across the ditch, taking out the Trans-Tasman Trophy. The Tāmaki-based group are fresh from performing at the Laneway and Splore festivals. Anē, a Rehe Kōrero with their new piece about Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
We, the Indigenous people of Aotearoa, ask for the rights entitled to us under the agreement our ancestors signed on February 6, 1840.
Her Queen Majesty is an alien. Ration her veggies, distribute her goods amongst the people and tell them this is what they asked for when they signed in ink.
Written in blood.
Carved into our history.
In the land wars that followed,
the web of deception that was woven to suck the life out of our whenua, bury the bodies within it, build a beehive on top of it.
City-sized urupa with skyscrapers for headstones, named after dead generals who have never even stepped foot in this country,
gambled our lives through legislations and laws.
The treaty was a double-edged sword piercing throughout Ahura.
But it wasn't meant to be this way. Waitangi was meant to be a conversation to bring peace, to prevent decades of conflict. But the promise of New Zealand,
only written so England could beat France in a colonial rat race.
The treaty did not change how they treated us.
So a war followed after it, like Pepe to Mama, their bones binding the pavement we walk upon.
So when we talk about how all New Zealanders will be the same, remember the thousands upon thousands of tangata whenua who were killed to build this country. A country that disregards their future, sells cigarettes to their mokopuna. A country threatened by the mana they have running through their veins. The treaty did not change how they treated us.
Caused our foremothers to learn the reo through agony, stealing from a people who mourned the worlds they've lost.
In the form of reo, whenua, and whānau,
shared grievances forced Māori to
become one, united in mamai and hope.
Offered more than a century's worth of manipulation.
With a government that wants to abolish te tiriti.
Forced to lie down our throats deemed as a truth.
Forced to live in a system where Indigenous rangatahi still had to question their importance.
Still yearning for a sense of belonging to what's beneath their feet.
This society, those cities,
our Kiwi pride. What will we call ourselves when we realise that's Māori too?
With two bloodstained contracts etched into the back of this country.
Aiming for the destruction of a mother tongue and its knowledge.
Scars lashed around the wrist caused by a wooden paddle.
To stroke the ego of a symbol.
Of a crown.
Of a mindset that the only way to learn a new language is to beat the previous one out.
But this veil clawed its way out beneath the cracks. Forged a path of re-indigenizing the land. We can't referendum our way out of this history.
We did not ask for a society based on mistranslated articles. Words written on paper are hollow unless followed by action.
So remember,
when you make promises you can't keep,
know that our mokopuna were born screaming with clenched fists, ready to reclaim what was manipulated and stolen. Toitū te whenua, whatu ngaro ngaro te tangata. Toitū te tiriti, whatu ngaro ngaro te whenua.
Kumarae, hei whangai te hunga a pōpoe.
Whara rangatahi, a talented, eh? That is us for the hui this week. We are back and we will be here all year in 2024. Our thanks to our panellists, to our guests and also to the team. And thank you for watching this week and join us again next week and every week this year. Kia mau ki te tūranga o taputapu a te haumi e, hui e, taiki e. Nā te puna whakatongarewa, te hui, i tautoko.